What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, the one C12 with the AITC Productions. I want to go ahead and bring this special little episode due to the fact that most people are going off about the BLM. This is the true meaning of BLM, first of all. And if you don't know what it stands for, I'm going to tell you, Black Lives Matter. That's what it stands for. When it comes to the BLM, we're trying to bring awareness to people, regardless of who you are and who you work for, that our lives are just as important as anybody else's. People may take this into the wrong content because of the fact that it is an acronym that most people think that's not fair. I've actually heard through social media and heard through the news. Even people recording stating that you guys always chant that and always think that Black Lives Matter. Okay, first of all, we are not proud of chanting that all the time. The reason why I say that is because, yes, all lives do matter. But we're getting the raw end of the deal and the low end of the totem pole, which means our race is the number one race in the world that is, well, I actually did some research for the U.S. and we are the number one race in the U.S. that is being killed off more than any other race. Doesn't matter by who, it doesn't matter who you work for, it doesn't matter what you've done. We're also one of the race that actually get stereotyped a lot more because of our color, of our skin. Most people don't understand. We're not here to give special attention to anything. Because if that's the case, we can give that special right back to y'all. Y'all can have it. Leave us alone. Go to somebody else. But as a resident and citizen of the U.S., I don't want nobody going through what we're going through. I don't even want nobody going through that is black what we're going through now. Regardless of how we're being kept off, whether it's the cops or whether it's people who are prejudiced, we don't want that at all. Because not only is babies, teens, adults getting killed off, but nobody knows how hard it is for somebody to come in, stereotype you, even by saying that you match a description or saying that you're doing something wrong, and take your life without any remorse or without any guilt or for no reason. Now, this is a question that I want to ask, because a lot of people that I see on social media and on the news say, when you say all lives matter, does that include black people or does it not include black people? So the simple question is, for all the people who like to chant, oh, all lives matter, are you including the black people or are you excluding the black people because of the BLM that they shout or that they wear on their shirt or that they support in general through a mask or whatever? That's a good question, because most people that I see that says that are excluding black people because we're having a movement for something that is very near and dear to our heart. Me, I don't want to see nobody get killed off, period. I don't want nobody to go through what George Floyd and his family is going through, or any other person who's been killed by a cop or even by precious people. Period. I don't want to see it happen. We are supposed to be united as one, and it seems like we're not even close. It is called the United States for a reason. It's not called the United States because the states is together. The states is more together than we are, and we're all living in the states that supposed to support everyone. When it comes to the cops, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, me as a black man, there is a lot of great, fantastic, wonderful cops out there. And I mean this because I've met a few of them. Period. What you see on social media, what you see on the news, what you see on any other platform, is them wanting to keep us, it seems like, in a negative loop to where that's all we see, that's all that happens in this world. You don't never see the good. You don't never see the positive of cops playing basketball with a group of kids outside, or they're spraying them with water guns and playing cops and robbers and stuff like that. You don't never see any of the good stuff that's supposed to be uplifting to where we can do more of. Everybody knows that misery loves company. The more bad news we get, the more it's going to fester to where that's all we hear. That's all we know. That's all that's going to happen. You can put anybody in edge. Period. By literally spreading negative news. And it's the truth. Instead of us doing something positive for each other, if you don't like a certain race, don't be around them. But if you're around them and they didn't disrespect you, don't disrespect them. If you hear them out having a good time, leave them alone. If not, you get up and you walk out and go somewhere else. If you too proud to beg or too proud to hold your tongue, then maybe you need to go home. Just being real. And of course, to my black folks, I love all races, but to my black folks, how are we supposed to actually make a dream come true when we're actually doing what we don't want to happen? How are we supposed to literally say all black lives matter if we, and I mean we as a group, we are killing off each other for no reason? Doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. We need to fix that issue so we can truly say that black lives matter instead of killing each other off. Doesn't make any sense. And for all the people who think that, oh, you guys are just seeing nothing but negative news about black folks. Well, first of all, we're not the ones putting up the videos. We're not the one that's keeping the negativity in the loop. We don't have anything to do with what social media, what videos are going to rise. I understand there's other races that are getting the same treatment. Very few people, but getting the same horrible treatment because of the horrible people in this world. But the people who own certain platforms and social media and news and so forth, they are the ones who decide what goes up and what is not shown. But I just wanted to kind of bring that to attention so people know what BLM stands for. Because we're not out here to get special attention. We're out here to let people know it's a cry for help. It's something that we need to stop. All I know is if some other race said that their lives matter, for example, natives or Mexicans or whites or whoever, because they're getting killed off, which I know for a fact the whites won't. They may say, of course, they say it matters, but they're probably at the low totem pole of actually having that happen to them. It's a horrible thing. You don't want to be frightened. You don't want to be afraid for your future when you have kids, because you're afraid something is going to happen. If we're going to be united, we need to stand together. We need to beat this, and we also need to beat the pandemic that's going on, because that's killing a ton of people. A lot of people don't want to wear a mask. A lot of people are getting upset. A lot of people are just blowing things out of proportion for no reason, basically. Well, I'm going to end it with this. Misery loves company. We need to change that. We need to be on a positive note. With that being said, I am the 1C12, your boy, with AITC Productions. And you guys have a fantastic night.